I hope that you share my concern about the present worldwide moral crisis, and that you will join me in calling on all humanitarians and religious practitioners who share this concern to contribute to making our societies more compassionate, just, and equitable. I say this not as a Buddhist or even as a Tibetan, but simply as a human being. I also do not speak as an expert on international politics, though I unavoidably comment on these matters, but as a part of the Buddhist tradition, which, like the traditions of other great world religions, is founded on the bedrock of concern for all beings. From this perspective, I share with you the following personal beliefs. 1. Universal concern is essential to solving global problems. 2. That love and compassion are the pillars of world peace. 3. That all world religions seek to advance world peace, as do all humanitarians, no matter what their ideology is. 4. That each individual has a responsibility to shape institutions to serve the needs of the world. Let us consider these one by one. First, universal concern is essential to solving global problems. Of the many problems we face today, some are natural calamities that must be accepted and faced with equanimity. Others, however, are of our own making, created by misunderstanding, and these can be corrected. One such problem arises from the conflict of ideologies, political or religious, when people fight one another over their beliefs, losing sight of the basic humanity binding us together as a single human family. We must remember that these different religions, ideologies, and political systems of the world all arose to help living beings achieve happiness. We must not lose sight of this fundamental goal. At no time should we place means above ends. We must always maintain the supremacy of compassion over ideology. By far, the greatest single danger facing all living beings on our planet is the threat of nuclear destruction. I need not elaborate on this danger, but I would like to appeal to the leaders of the nuclear powers who literally hold the future of the world in their hands, to the scientists and technicians who continue to create these awesome weapons of destruction, and to all people at large to exercise sanity and to disarm. We know that in the event of a nuclear war, there will be no victors, because there will be no survivors. Is it not frightening just to contemplate such inhuman and heartless destruction? And is it not logical that we should remove the potential cause for our own destruction once we recognize it? Often, we cannot overcome a problem because we do not know its cause, or, if we understand it, we do not have the means or the time to remove it. This is not the case with the nuclear threat.